Now, to your comments.
Many of you responded to our segment on Friday about that mysterious political species, the undecided voter. We described the demographic profile of a typical undecided voter. Most of them are female, and they're generally older, less educated, and more religious than your average decided voter.
I talked with Constance Griffin, a woman in Nashville, Tennessee, who more or less fit that description, and she said that she has made up her mind many times.
It changes almost per conversation or per article, or it's very much so a seesaw effect, back and forth, back and forth, as I weigh the positives and the negatives.
Most of you were not sympathetic. Mayor Runge of Chicago felt strongly that the interview was not worthwhile.
She writes, "It was clear that these are people who never learn to and don't care to think for themselves, a quality that is an insult to the sensibilities of your audience. So please stop giving these people airtime. I don't care what someone is thinking on an Obama day or a McCain day."
Ouch. Well, Jacqueline Zanka from New York City had a similar response. She writes, "These people have nothing of interest to say. They don't have strong feelings about any pressing issue of the day, and now they're being forced to make a critical decision based on nothing but their guts. They'll tell you one thing today and take the opposite view tomorrow. I realize the campaigns have to deal with them, but why do we?"
Well, we did hear from at least one person who did sympathize with Constance Griffin. Kevin Johnson is from Indian Atlantic, Florida, and he told us that he is undecided, too, although he said he doesn't fit the profile that we described.
He writes, "I am a 39-year-old male. I have a doctoral degree, and I have closely watched all of the campaigning, victory speeches, and debates of the last year. I am keenly interested in the candidates and the future of our country. Exasperated and fatigued after an intense presidential campaign year, I'm having difficulty accepting that no one candidate measures up. I strongly like and dislike things about both candidates, and I have until Tuesday to decide between them."
Well, as soon as you decide what you'd like to say, send us a message. Go to our website, npr.org, and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.